You know, recommendations can be great. Maybe someone recommended this podcast, and here you are. But home projects are different. If a podcast isn't your thing, you lose a few minutes. If you hire your cousin's neighbor to mount your TV, you might end up with a lopsided screen and wall damage. Maybe I know a guy just isn't enough for your home. That's why Thumbtack works. It matches you with top-rated local pros with photos, reviews, and credentials all in one place. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
You ever heard the story of Harry? He was a legend around here. Until one afternoon, he left and never came back. Turns out, Harry went and made himself a website using Squarespace. Used Squarespace domains to buy artisanseatcushions.com. And he built a beautiful site with an online store to sell his artisan seat cushions. Now Harry's sitting on a fortune. And if our Harry can do it, anyone can. Build your business at squarespace.com. Use offer code EVERYTHING for 10% off your website or domain.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
You guys want to talk sideline players? Because a lot of those guys traveled. I mean,
let's do that.
Tyson Bagent and Kyle Manungai did not travel.
Okay.
Got the update today that Tyson is week to week.
Not good.
You know, obviously, does that lead into week one? But yeah, you know, Kyler Gordon was there. Jalen Jones is there. Terrell Smith back on the field. Limited. First time back in a couple weeks.
Okay.
Luke Newman was there. Nope. Street clothes. Marcus Davenport. They're working him in. He was not entirely sure what it is that he's just not. Because like you got to pass a physical sign.
Right. It's been four practices now since he signed, I believe.
Huh. So conditioning me. I don't.
You can't count to four. Maybe you can't count to four. Is that the thing? Yeah.
The
four. That's what Dennis Allen said.
You can play in the defense.
You can play in his defense.
Right, right.
I was like, when during the individual drills, right in front of us, I will say one of the nice things, guys, was we actually just got to stand on the sideline during practice.
Oh.
Or I went up to the bleachers when the team stuff started just to get a better view. And, you know, there was nobody in the bleachers. It was just, and it was
like on the old days. At the
50 yard line. Yeah. And but the old, I was, you know, educating the young Sean Hammond and Michael Dwojak. Said, guys, you don't understand. When we used to come to Bourbonnais, they used to make us take a knee because the fans were, you know, we got to sit down on the sideline the whole time.
Yeah.
And John Fox put us on that bunker on a hill.
Oh, did either of you guys ever cover Two-A-Days? Those predated you guys. No.
Did you get them in Minnesota, Dan?
When I was in Minnesota, they weren't doing Two-A-Days, but they would make the afternoon walkthrough open, right? Like, so it would be a slow, it's, I guess some days they were, I don't know, I'd have to revisit my notes on that, but I know that we were out at two sessions per day for what it's worth. And then you would talk to people on both sides of that thing. So not like the old days when it was like you'd go 4 hours in the morning, 3 hours in the afternoon, and everybody would be dead by the end of the day.
Speaking of back in the old days, so Cincinnati does not have any kind of video photo policy.
Okay. So you can just film the whole practice.
Willy-nilly.
They can film the whole practice normally, and then the Bears come to town.
It's suddenly
the Bengals writers. The Bengals writers were all like, oh, wait, we can't shoot anything? They could just shoot, like, I guess it becomes a race back to their computers to see, and they just get all these people who just post all, like, the whole practice. I don't know. It's
friend of the podcast, Jim Ozarski, used to cover the Bengals, and he would talk about during the spring in OTAs, they would have open locker room. You know, like, we don't sniff the locker room in the spring. And that, like, open locker room in OTAs, there'd be, I guess, like, three reporters and, like, 25 players in the locker room. And so you could just go in there on a May Thursday and just fill your recorder and your notebook with more than you could ever use. And I was like, man, what a paradise that must be, where I feel like here in camp, like just to get the interview session away from the podium, it's been like you need to get your pliers, pull a few teeth, and you get a wrench, you pull a few more teeth, and then maybe you get to talk to Roman and say,
oh, yeah, Paul, our guy Paul Diener at The Athletic said, he goes, yeah, today's open locker room number 20. So,
what? See, look at Grody's reaction to that. That's just amazing. A visceral reaction, right?
Like, yeah, Pat Finley was like, oh, yeah, I went to the locker room, talked to Jamar Chase, talked to Patrick Lawrence, talked to a few other guys.
I'll let you know how it goes in Nashville. We'll see what the Titans policy is, although the Titans media corps is not exactly robust either. So I imagine there might be some free reign there as well.
Oh, okay.
By the way, the Bengals reporters, a bunch of them have these portable stools. So, they're like walk around with a little, shoulder string, and then they got this circle.
Yeah.
And then just, you unfold it like it's, a styrofoam cup kind of thing. And then they can just sit on the stool. So they just walk their rock around the field with their little portable stool.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Was there any other? I want to get into the.
You don't want to talk about more like things like that? You want to talk about real football?
No, I love that. Trust me, I love that. I love that. But I do want to hear more about the red zone touchdowns. But I do want to make sure we've covered everybody on the sidelines. Kyler Gordon was there.
Kyler Gordon was there. Cool. Oh, I remember what I was saying, right in front of where we were standing, Luther Burden was just hanging out, playing catch, flipping the ball in the air, good spirits. So unfortunately, had to talk to Larry Mayer for a brief moment. I think Larry was.
Did you take a picture with him?
I didn't fully hear the whole conversation. I think Larry was telling him about the players he used to, because Larry would sometimes go play catch with some guys. And Larry was telling him about all the different players he played catch with, because I just heard the names Alshon Jeffrey, Brandon Marshall, Kevin White from my ear.
What would a Larry Mayer book be?
It'd just be selfies of like him and Becky Lynch and other people from the WWE and
photos and captions.
Then like
Bears Charles Tillman.
Third string linebackers from the '90s. That's what it would be.
This is the day Charles Tillman pranked me. Here's that story, chapter 23.
So, yeah, that's your sideline recap. So Kyle Gruner was there for whatever it's worth.
Yeah,
able to travel.
It's something,
And I think some of the injured guys must have done stuff later, because like some of them kind of not put on full pads, but were in jerseys later walking around with the strength staff. So they might have done some extra conditioning maybe after practice.
Not to detour us too much, but up at theathletic.com right now, I did a progress report on the eye tests of players. In June, I wrote down 5 players and 5 things that I wanted to have an eye test on during training camp. One of those things was Kyler Gordon's presence. Obviously that eye test has been failed so far during training camp. And it's you read it and you're like, oh man, they were really counting on him trying to get over this hurdle and becoming integrated in this defense in a way that built momentum toward the regular season. And here now, the most positive update we've had here on August 20th from the last 3.5 weeks of camp is that Kyler Gordon actually was standing on the sideline watching practice.
Yeah.
Did he look like he loved football while he was watching? Did he have like that love of football look?
He seemed chipper, hanging out with Jalen Jones. Two of them go way back. And
yeah.
Like I said, said hello to us as we walk by. And
it's such a weird thing. It really is. Like I never saw that he would not have been one of the players that I would have seen this coming from, this ambiguity, this whatever is going on, which we, I don't know, unless you guys have information, like we're all just guessing on what is actually going on with Kyler Gordon. And it's easy to guess from the Bears side that they're not happy or don't want to talk about it or whatever. But I don't know. The whole thing's just bizarre. Is he going to play this year or what?
Tell you what, it's, you juxtapose that with your second year left tackle who just came back from a patellar tendon injury.
That's a great point.
After 7 months. And that's the problem too, is like, I understand that teams are very reticent to put timelines on guys, especially with soft tissue and whatever. the less we know about what's going on, the more people are left to speculate. So I will tell you, Grody, who am I to say that that's preposterous? The idea that he wouldn't play, like the ambiguity. That's what we have to work with. Like we don't have a, hey, look, like he strained his calf. The muscle's just not reacting the way we need to. We want to get to a point where like, it's not going to happen again. So we're going to take him. He's not going to play at all this preseason. And we're going to take it up to week one and start ramping him up. Like there hasn't been any of that, you know, like there's nothing really for us to work with. So mm-hmm. You are left to sit there and just let your mind wander.